breweries are fun, and people like to have a romantic attachment with beer. And I think it goes back to, you know, different stories of having a relative who maybe lived overseas or was in the military and was interested in imported beers, or grandpa's beer homebrew bottles that blew up in the basement. People just really enjoy having a beer and furthermore, being attached to the beer, the brewery, the brewer. And so that's one of the great things about having all the local craft breweries now is that you can go and have that connection and taste fresh, different flavors and more flavorful beers. And typically the breweries are really connected with their communities. They're all individuals who have opened these places not because they couldn't do anything else, but because they were passionate about it. And that character really flows through not only in the beers, but usually in the restaurant or tap room if they have one. And so it's not only fun to drink the beer, it's fun to be part of the brewing community.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that in terms of involvement with the community in the Marquette area here, with all of the microbreweries that we have and all of the brew houses that we have, and even up into the Copper Country in Houghton and all of the ones that are around the Upper Peninsula. They do things. They open their doors with community spaces. They have music. They have places for people to gather. And that really seems like part of the culture as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're very much part of the communities, and it really kind of does take you back full circle to maybe what a pub was years ago, as more of a gathering place, and, you know, not something that would be looked at negatively, but as a very positive part of the community. And a lot of times these businesses are in old buildings that are on the main street or part of the old downtown area of a small town, and they literally sometimes are helping revitalize that area. The brewery is a central focus for a lot of communities these days. So it's really fun and exciting, and it's good business, and it's good community, and, you know, it's just all kinds of good.
We're speaking with Scott Graham, the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild, this morning. And Scott, you know, you touched on it there. Business-wise, this kind of thing has really been a real boon to Michigan's business community. Talk a little bit about that. What are some of the numbers? What are some of the stats that we're seeing with these breweries coming up through the state of Michigan?
It is true. I think that the brewing industry in Michigan is kind of a great role model for all of industry. And I think everybody would agree that there have been some challenging economic times in recent years, and the brewing business has just continued to grow. It's a double-digit growth in volume year upon year, and people are opening more breweries, and they're optimistic. And this beer costs a little bit more than a mass-produced beer. I think that part of it is that it is just an affordable luxury to have a beer that's flavorful and fun to drink and fun to share with your friends. So we're seeing the breweries now, there are about 100, probably over 140 breweries in the state. It's sometimes a challenge to keep track of them as they open. They're opening so fast the last couple of years. And when we look at where the industry is, we're still selling a little under 4% of all the beer sold in Michigan, and I'm confident that we're going to see that go beyond 10% of all the beer sold in Michigan. So if you wonder, is there still room for growth, I would argue that yes, there's tremendous room for growth still.
Well, we welcome you back to the Marquette area here with this event. It's turned out to be a big hit. I can't believe it's been 5 years already, but the first time I came down there, it was amazing to see the different qualities, the flavors, the textures, all of these different beers that'll be there. And I know that you're encouraging folks to come down, and tickets have been selling briskly, so if maybe some advanced ones out there, they should pick them up. But definitely, if they can, consider this on the weekend.
Absolutely. The tickets are expected to sell out. Maybe even, it wouldn't surprise me if it was sometime today. There are still some available at mibeer.com. That's the only place that you can get them now, and it's just a great fun time, good way to be around a lot of happy people, and what better way to try all the flavors of Michigan than to have the breweries right at your fingertips pouring samples of more than 300 different kinds of beer.
Scott Graham with us this morning, the executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. We thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with the event, and we'll see you down there tomorrow for sure.
Thanks, and cheers.